You're listening to Just Okay Gamers, where this week, pork chop sandwiches are the new howdy-do on the streets of Chicago.
Chicago.
We're just okay and we play some games. We're just okay gamers. Well, you're listening to episode 15 of Just Okay Gamers. 1-5.
1-5.
Thanks for joining us. My name is Guido, and I'm here with...
Wally!
Hi, I'm Millpool.
And, Nasty is away this week. He's still, recovering from his Yoverdose. That he had previously last week.
His Yoverdose?
Yeah, Yoverdose. Because he was saying yo so much, and then he overdosed.
Yo!
No, yes. Nasty's he's checking that DMB, man. The band, David's band.
Oh, really? Is that where he is?
Yeah.
That's where he is.
He's camping out.
Wow.
Yeah. Have fun, Nasty.
Space Marine.
Dave Matthews' band blows.
Fly through the sky.
So how's everyone's week? It's been a while since we recorded, like a week and a half. So we recorded earlier last week and recording late this week.
Yep.
So yeah. That's how time works.
Well, it's been a busy holiday week for everyone. I think Canada Day was Monday, Independence Day was Thursday.
Yeah. I feel like we almost didn't do a podcast this week. It's close.
Well, it's midnight on a Friday is when we convene, so
right,
we're getting there.
Yeah, but we wanted to give you guys some excellent content to consume with your earbones.
Yeah, you better prepare yourselves.
Yeah, because it's gonna be mediocre like always.
We tried hard for this one.
But first, you know what we're recording on? What program, guys? I hope you know.
Mumble.
Yeah, we're using Mumble, and we own a server.
I know, a sponsor, I think, is involved in that.
Yeah, we own a server that anyone can join, and they can talk to us.
Anytime.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody that listens to this, they can own a server, too.
No way.
Yeah, they could call themselves server admins.
What? No one owns servers.
We rent ours through mumbleboxes.com. And you can own yours through them too. And even better, you're going to get money off, 20% off to be exact, if you use Just Okay in the checkout promo box.
That's a lot of money off.
Yeah. I mean, look, you got five friends that you play with, League of Legends or Counter-Strike.
I don't know.
Just everybody throws in 10 bucks.
I think presuming five friends for some people is pretty high.
Yeah. And.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if you had five friends as well, you wouldn't. One person would always be left out of the league. So that's really not an ideal situation.
Well, no. Someone has to watch the game.
Why?
To see what happens.
All about that time delay.
Wait, you guys are messing up my pitch here.
But.
So look. Get your five friends. One of them sits out of the league game, all right? Everybody tosses in $1, all right? You get like 6 months, something like that. Probably
that's
like
half,
four,
that's like half a year
4 years of Mumble service.
1 century of Mumble.
Yeah. And then you use the 20% off. You can get like forever Mumble because it's that cheap.
I think if you buy the extended plan, time actually folds over itself.
Mm-hmm. And then supermodels suck your dick because you're a server admin.
That's a great pickup line at the bar. Yeah, I'm a server admin on a Mumble server. I'm gonna suck your dick.
Yo, I'm a supermodel, first of all. Second of all, let me see what you're working with in those pants of yours. Because I want to suck it.
And then there's the Nasty walks in. Yo, yo, yo! I own a Mumble server!
Look, my hat's backwards, guys.
Mumbleboxes.com.
Yeah, mumbleboxes.com. Just okay in the checkout. That's it. That's it for our promo. Good job, guys.
Awesome. High five. All right.
Thanks for joining us for this week of Just Okay Gamers. We'll see you next week.
That's a wrap.
All right. Let's talk about some League of Legends.
League of Legends. That's a game we play.
Yeah. LCS. I've been watching a ton of that. I'm so prepared for this, and I know everything about these matches.
We have watched every match with rapt attention.
Yep.
Detailed notes. Millpool has a binder.
We're going to recount every game over the past 2 weeks, right?
First of all, Cloud, 9 in first place. Vulcan, second place. A bunch of other teams in the middle. And then Curse is second last.
Poor Curse.
And Velocity is just sucking dicks at the bottom.
Okay, speaking of sucking dicks, I'm going to tie that into what Millpool said real quick. Apparently, Velocity had a thread on Reddit, and one of their players told everybody to fuck off.
Yeah.
I want to know more about this.
Well, you came to the wrong place.
Aww.
No, Millpool, do you know much about it?
A little bit. You know Maple Street, their AD carry?
Yeah.
It's the Odd One's little brother.
I have lunch with him every day.
Yeah, he went on this Reddit thread, which was asking people to stop hating on Velocity Esports because I guess they get a lot of hate for being the last place team and for knocking out Marn in the relegations.
Hmm.
So yeah, Maple Street went on this thread, and I guess he started hating on Reddit, calling Reddit a piece of shit. Everyone that goes on Reddit is a piece of shit, and stuff like that. And yeah.
Well, first of all, I think you took the right course of action, because when you ask the internet to stop doing something, they usually comply.
They snap right to it.
Yeah.
Especially when it's derogatory.
Oh, yeah. And then to call them names, too, that just sends your point home.
Well, it wasn't him who started the thread. He just commented in it.
Yeah, but wasn't he calling them pieces of shit?
Yeah, he was calling all of Reddit a piece of shit.
Well, if someone makes diarrhea on the floor, you don't have to jump in it.
I don't know. Yeah. I kind of agree with him. Reddit is a piece of shit.
Yeah, no. He's totally right.
Yeah.
But he ended up deleting his account and comments and posted an apology.
You guys are stupid. You're pieces of shit. I'm out of here.
Is that the audio transcript?
That was actual audio I just played for you guys.
Like was like talking more? While he was typing. You have his room mic'd up or something?
Yeah, I think I do have more.
All right, let's go.
Hold on. Yeah, get to
us. Okay, here. You guys are so dumb. The worst part of all of you is you're just all big old garbage stupid heads.
Oh my god.
God, well, the G word.
I know.
Wow.
I think that's enough audio.
We might have to bleep some of that out.
We might have to put like a disclaimer before we post this.
No, we never censor. Maybe a disclaimer.
Oh, we don't?
No, I think we're going to get our explicit tag with that on iTunes.
Stupid garbage heads, yeah.
Yep. Do we not have that?
No, we don't have that.
No,
yet.
Never
oh,
got
man.
It.
Oh, man, we really should.
Yeah, especially with like those guys calling in asking to shit on Nasty's chest that one week.
Like a nice old college professor asking for someone to shit on his chest.
Yeah. And a doctor.
A doctor, yeah.
Yeah. I think they were brothers.
Possibly.
I thought it was the same guy.
I don't know. Whatever. People can go back and tell us. So, TSM is kind of sucking, but they kind of redeemed themselves this past week. Right?
Eh.
They aren't in top form like they were last split, I guess. They're hovering right in the middle. I think they're at 500, so like 6 wins, 6 losses. Which, you know, I mean, we saw last split where everything happened the last 2 weeks, really, where a bunch of teams were making moves, right?
Right, yeah. TSM, they didn't have a very good start last season either.
No, I think the lowest they got was fourth, maybe, and then they were third around the second last week, and then just, or maybe the third last week, and then just won like every game after yeah. that. So, I mean, it's anyone's game, except Velocity. They're 1-9 right now.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
What
do you guys think about Velocity?
Do
you have any opinions?
I don't know.
From what I've seen of their games, they try super hard, and nothing ever seems to work out right. And they look really sad.
Yeah. I wonder what it's like in the green room with them, you know? Like, do they just show up defeated? Or are they pumped every week? There's got to be a point where they're just like, when is this split going to end? You know? Do you think they've hit that spot yet?
No, I don't think so. It's all their first time in the LCS. Yeah.
They're probably all living it up, but, I mean, I was on a shitty-ass Little League team, and every time we had a game, I'd dread it because I knew we were going to lose and be embarrassed.
When was that? How old were you?
I was 28.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be a great way to celebrate an LCS victory is to go to Pizza Hut.
It was a real Ladybugs kind of thing. Like, they brought me in undercover as a little kid to really turn around their team.
You celebrate your...
And you didn't?
No, I've never played baseball in my life. I don't even know why they asked me. I'm a fat, 30-year-old balding man. Why would they come to me?
What?
It's a bunch of 8-year-olds.
Yeah, what led to that?
The weirdest thing was that no one caught on. They all thought, oh... Here comes little Patty up to bat.
She's lumbering up. You can do it! Yeah.
And I'd go on these horrible tirades if I missed. Just start throwing bats and snapping them on my knee, calling the umpire a cunt bag.
It's a temper tantrum. It would be even better if it was T-ball. Like, you kept missing and just like violently swearing.
I think we got the next Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, we do.
Grown Ups too.
Yeah.
You guys want to see it?
Grown Ups 2?
No. Yeah. I regrettably saw the first one.
What's Grown Ups?
What's Grown Ups?
Yeah.
It's Adam Sandler's movie.
Grown Ups 2?
Yeah. There's a second Grown Ups. You don't know what Grown Ups is?
It just came out.
I thought grown-ups were those things where you grabbed the bar and pulled your body up to your chin.
Those are pull-ups.
What? No, because you groan and then you go up.
I thought those were those things that were like fruit-flavored and they came in a roll.
Oh, yeah. Those are pull-ups. No. Because pull-ups are those things that toddlers wear as diapers to practice. Going to the bathroom. Where's Nasty?
Yo.
Not right. Oh, Reggie and Dyrus switch spots.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's both solo lanes was the big thing. Everyone was like, whatever, they're playing solo lanes. Where it doesn't really matter, especially with the lane swapping going on, the 2v1s and everybody running all across the map everywhere. It's not a big deal, but I guess it's different champ pools
to deal with. Not even. Like, their last game, Reggie played Karthus and Dyrus played Jace, I think.
Really?
So it was like they're kind of sticking to their same champs. I think the week that they went 0-3, they started mixing it up a bit. which yeah. might have contributed to them losing.
Okay.
But yeah, this week, one match, Reggie was Karthus, Dyrus was Jace, and another, I think Reggie was Jace and Dyrus was Zed. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck, folks. Future guests of the show, Reggie and Dyrus. We wish you luck.
Their punishment this week for not doing well is they don't get to go to Anime Expo.
Really?
Which Dyrus is apparently really upset about.
So they can't go to the Anime Expo, huh?
Yeah, that's their punishment. They have to stay home and practice.
My punishment would be going to the Anime Expo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially putting me in like a costume.
I go to the Anime Expo, but the people watching, basically.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a whole cacophony of shit.
Anime is alright.
It was alright back before everyone got their greasy mongoloid hands on it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I liked it. And basically, my friend says, hey, check out this Japanese animation stuff. I'm like, oh, it's pretty cool. And then literally a year and a half later, everyone found it, and it became this giant thing, and everyone's dressing up and being fags.
Yeah.
They ruined the gaming club in college for me because they were a bunch of social rejects. Not that the gaming club couldn't be ruined already by being the gaming club.
I went to the anime subreddit and made a post like asking pretty much, I was just like, hey guys, I'm interested in maybe watching some anime, but I only have Netflix. Could you guys suggest something that's like easy to get into? And then like the responses are like, fuck off! Get out!
You're not elite enough.
So
really?
Yeah, pretty much. They were really aggressive.
You should have walked in there and basically said, I only got Netflix and some old CDs of Naruto or something to watch the Veritol flow at you.
Yeah. I don't know much about anime to even tell them what Naruto is.
Apparently it's the new shit. I'm from like 10 years back, so I don't know anything about contemporary stuff.
You're a hipster animator.
I suppose insofar as I was early.
And you wear thick framed glasses.
Oh, I wish. Millpool rocks those, though.
I have to get glasses.
You have to get glasses?
Yeah, I went to the eye doctor this week. I'm going to be wearing glasses.
You fucking nerd.
Hey, four eyes.
You guys wear glasses.
So?
Yeah, fag.
It's the anime subreddit all over again.
Guys, I'm new to glasses. Could you suggest some nice frames for me?
Fuck off.
Oh, well.
All right. God. There's a new champ coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
Riot's releasing new champs for the most popular game in the world?
Yeah. I think that they wanted to make a black one this time.
He's got guns.
Yeah. What's this new champion's name? Does anyone know?
It is.
Gosh. We are so prepared. Gun Templar. No.
Shadows and Reflections.
Shadows and Reflections.
I don't know. That's the title of the post, the teaser post.
Oh, no. I think it's like, it's a real black name.
Oh my, what?
It's a real black name.
Okay, I was looking sure.
There's black names and there's white names. Just my like there's Mexican
listen,
names.
Listen, my brain shut down when I heard that, okay? That's all.
Is that wrong to say?
I don't even know.
I don't know. If I
had three white guys in the room trying to figure this out.
Yeah, I guess. No one's going to tell us otherwise except for that one dude.
That's cool.
Yeah, his name's like Tarius or something like that.
Stupid.
I don't know. But he's got guns. I think he's going to be an AD carry. Someone told me he doesn't have any CC abilities. And that's that. Right?
Yep.
He's the first black champ.
Which is kind of a big deal.
Is it? There's a black president. I'm surprised it took him this long.
He was the first black president, and it was a big deal.
Yeah, but this is a League of Legends champion. Why is it a big deal?
People were asking for it.
Well, they got it, so they can shut their stupid mouths now.
It's like the Jackie Robinson of League.
Yeah?
Yes, it's exactly what he is.
Is he going to hit it out of the park?
I'll give it the silence it deserves.
I don't know what else to say about this guy. Do you guys have anything to say about him?
That's all there is.
You're making me sink in the ship here.
There's not much to say.
No, that's it. I'm just saying it was a big deal. And you're like, that's not a big deal, is it?
It's yes, not a big deal.
It's a big deal because there hasn't been one.
It's...
Okay, if you are somebody, I think, who's a minority playing League of Legends, you might appreciate having a non-white champion for a change.
Yeah, but there's like fucking blobs of goo and monkeys and bears and all sorts of shit. It's not like everyone is a fucking white male champ.
There's a lot of white normal people, though. I mean, just because there's a robot and a guy that shits his pants when he pushes an ability doesn't make the fact that a majority of them are normal human beings and that they're white.
If we have any African-American or anyone of African descent listeners, please tell us, were you really looking forward to this?
There's a difference between looking forward to it and being glad that it happened. I don't think there was like this huge outcry for it, but I think there was at least a desire to see it transpire at some point.
I don't think anyone put stock into that. They're more glad to look at his kit and see if it's something that they'd use.
His kit is more important. That's the healthier way to look at it. I'm not saying like the race card is the most pivotal part of this guy, but him as an institution... The fact that they made a non-white champion is a significant event.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is at all. I don't think it is. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to catch some flack for that.
You're not going to catch any flack. It's not that big of a deal. It's just noteworthy.
No, you're making it sound like a huge deal. I mean, you equated it to the first black president. This is on the same level.
You said president. Piece of shit.
All right. So yeah, look forward to him out there.
It would be funny if like his only skin upon release was a white version of him.
Just a straight albino.
Oh god. You know, I was waiting for you to like play against him in one game. Somebody who has him and go, you shouldn't be around here, boy.
Oh god, you know that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Oh, Heimerdinger.
Good segue.
Oh my god!
This podcast is a winner. I think it's up for awards.
We're doing great.
He's getting remade. They released some details. You can put 3 turrets out now instead of 2, and he's got like some skill shot kind of laser beam that shoots out. That people have to dodge. I guess it shoots out when they get into range. You don't control it. So I don't know why they call it a skill shot. Maybe it's a skill dodge-y thing, right?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's Heimerdinger. No one cares.
Well, they might care now that he's getting the change. This is big news.
This is big news. It's noteworthy. You know, people can shit on him all you want, but I know he had his drawbacks, but whenever we played against him in a match, whoever used the guy manhandled us.
Nah, that's not true. He's always, like, Well, it depends who he's laning against, but...
Laning is important, I guess.
Yeah. It just, he's so easy to shut down and if the right person's playing against him. Which none of us are, I guess.
Yeah.
So he will be changed and maybe fun to play again.
Cool.
And then what else is there? There's a new Uter skin. That's it. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on from League. Good show, guys.
Whatever.
Wait, let's play our segue music.
Segue, sir.
Hi, I'm Guido. This is a segue.
Segue, 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 segue.
All right.
Good stuff.
Thanks, some guy from Finland that sent that. I forgot his name. Sorry. General Gaming, did you guys change your Ubisoft passwords?
I did.
No.
Millpool?
I'm doing it right now.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't done it yet.
You're doing it this second?
Yep.
While we're recording a podcast.
Yep.
Do you want me to read the email?
Okay, this is why you're leaving me hanging. You're changing passwords left and right.
He's changing the password to his bank account right now.
I thought you'd get my back on that black champion stuff. You just stayed silent. Jerk. What are you changing your password to?
Barack Obama.
Millpool is cool. 22.
Millpool is awesome. Everything's coming up Millpool.
They got hacked. They took a bunch of passwords and accounts.
They actually took out the passwords are encrypted, but they got them.
Oh, so they might unencrypt them.
Possibly, depends on the encryption. But
if your league password is different or the same as your Ubisoft password, it's probably wise to change it.
Yeah.
Same with all your other gaming accounts.
You know, they said that they got it through one of their websites. One of our websites was exploited to gain unauthorized access. I wonder which one it was, because...
Ubisoft.com? What other websites are there? I don't know, Guido! Oh, okay. Is there anything else to talk about with this?
No.
Jesus Christ, guys! Come on!
Millpool, do something!
Changing my password.
Ah, fuck. Don't do that during the podcast.
All right, fine. Fuck.
God.
Jesus.
Ugh. Sick of you.
What are we playing right now?
That's what we're going to.
We're skipping to that?
Yeah, we're going to what are we playing?
That's like the end. God damn it, man.
Let's fucking end it.
Should we end it?
No, you got some editing to do. We got to talk about the
Days Inc. I'm not editing bullshit, man. I'm leaving it all in. Fuck everyone. They're going to listen to this.
Pure uncut podcast.
I'm going to. You think I'm not, but I am.
You think you're threatening me? I don't give a shit.
They're going to get all the mumble talk and our channel name is called Free Hugs Fuck Off. And
borderline swearing and slightly racist theoretical talking.
It's not racist at all.
What are we talking about? Okay, yes.
DayZ.
I want you to, yes, let's talk about DayZ.
Okay.
First off, can you do a summary of what DayZ is going to be from what it was?
It will be its own game and not a mod.
How's that sound? Zombie survival game.
Right. If you haven't played DayZ, you spawn with nothing. You have to go find guns and food and water.
And it was a mod for the military simulation game Arma 2.
Right.
And they use Arma's map, which is like an abandoned East post-Soviet state full of little towns and valleys and forests and
Janaris.
You have to walk around and forage for goods and guns, and most of the good shit's in town, but that's also where the zombies are. So the game was kind of a giant sandbox with no goal other than trying to survive and keep getting better and better stuff. And of course, if you met other survivors, more than likely they were trying to kill you and take your stuff while you were trying to do this, right. And vice versa.
It got to the point where zombies were a way, way afterthought. Like, they weren't the enemy anymore. They were just a nuisance in the way to get to an enemy, which was another player.
And that sort of thing got really scary. At first, you're scared of the zombies. And then right. the fear of other people is like 10 times that towards the end point when you're actually doing well.
Yeah. Once you kind of learn the tricks of the zombies, because the zombies, it was a mod and it wasn't, there were some bugs, especially with the zombie pathing and them, like they'd hit through walls and stuff and break your leg just by swatting at your shoulder. So once you got past just like maneuvering around them, they weren't a big deal. And you could just get in and out of a city without shooting one bullet.
Well, the game was a niche because popular, because it hit so many different boxes for different demographics. Like for you and for me, possibly, it was that survival component of the challenge of getting better and better while dodging other people. And then for other people, it was like this, it was the guns. It was the killing other people, surviving. For other people, it was the tactical component, working with others. And right. it actually brought our little gaming group that we're a part of together for a change, rather than apart.
Yeah.
And, well, anyway, the game got so popular that the guys who made it are doing a standalone called DayZ that some people might be familiar with.
Yeah.
And the larger question is, it's taking a while for information to kind of filter out about what's going on and how long it might inevitably take for the full standalone version to actually get in our hands. And, I mean, I'm willing to wait as long as it takes, but I don't know if anyone else is.
Yeah, but, I don't know. The community, I follow the DayZ subreddit, and they're really active still. I mean, there's been mod after mod, like new maps, new guns, new, like fixing things, all these like sub-communities working on the original DayZ mod to make it better. And so it's still really active and very popular, but my interest personally, which is what prompted the question, was my interest has been waning just because I fired it up the other day and it was fun, but I don't see myself playing it much more than that.
It's a hassle for me. It was a hassle to have to go through all that rigmarole of getting it set up and installed and stuff.
It's fixed now. You can join a server anytime, not have to worry about lag. It's not like it was when we played early in the inception of it, I guess.
I think that time has passed, though. I want the full-blown game.
I want the full-blown game, too. And they said Rocket, who's the lead developer and creator, said way back when that they were, I think it was at PAX, that they were shooting for a June release. I think he even said it at the panel that we were at Millpool. Maybe. I don't remember him saying June. And June has come and gone, and they're still not releasing it. And they sometimes say maybe next month, maybe next month. Kind of pushing it back, but it's getting to a point where I'm starting not to care, and I'm not going to buy into the alpha, especially since it's taking them so long to release an alpha. They're going with the Minecraft model of pay, I don't know, I'm just throwing a number out, like $7 to get into the alpha, and every step that they, or phase that they increase upon, the money will get, it will cost more. So I'm at the point where, like, I don't want to play an alpha, especially since it's taking you this long to release it and have to work through these bugs and stuff and get to a point. I'd just rather it get to a point where I can just play it, you know?
I think we're suffering from the fact that it was a labor of love to begin with.
Right.
And we're dealing we're not really dealing with a full-fledged studio, are we?
No, but they have the backing of Bohemia. I think it's Bohemia.
Yeah.
No.
Which is the creators of Arma.
That's not saying much, in my opinion. I mean, Bohemia isn't exactly, you know, I don't know. They're a weird kind of European dev house.
Yeah.
Plus they're working on Arma 3.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I'm talking more financial backing. Just because DayZ made Arma 2 pretty much, especially at the like twilight of its shelf life.
Yeah.
Where people had pretty much almost forgotten about it, except for the hardcore people that kept playing it. So they're going to be throwing money at it, but I don't know. Are you guys, do you pay attention to it? Is it something you want to play? Have you followed it at all?
I honestly, I've only been following it insofar as I want to play it when it comes out, so I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I'll definitely play it when it comes out. I don't know. I'm interested. I think it'll depend on the quality of the game. Like, when we saw it at PAX, I wasn't really blown away. It seemed like, from what I could tell, it's a really small development team. And
yes,
a lot of the stuff that they were showing off at PAX was, like, really minor changes to the existing game. Like, you know, upgrades to the UI and maybe upgrades to some of the zombie intelligence. But, you know, nothing really mind-blowing.
Yeah. I was, when I first heard about Standalone, I was very gung-ho. I was going to buy it at Alpha and support it all the way through, but I'm kind of at the point where I think I'm going to wait until the full release comes out. Which is a shame because, I don't know, maybe because they're such a small developer team, maybe they deserve my money early.
I don't think they deserve anything.
No?
No, why? I mean,
if they're making a game that I enjoy, they should get my money so I can support them early, I guess. If that's the model they're going for. I don't know. That doesn't make sense to you?
No, I'm going to support them. I don't think they deserve anything, really. But
you don't think they deserve anything?
No. Why? Why do they?
Money for a game that they're making?
They're getting money. I mean, they made money on DayZ, right? The mod?
I would
imagine they made some money on it.
I'm sure they somehow made some money.
A little bit.
So now they decided to make their own game, and I don't know. Like, I'm going to support them. Regardless, I'm interested to see how that game turns out. I like DayZ. I could play more DayZ. I think if a lot of people in our gaming group get it, like, that'll spur... Well, I'm going to get it either way, but that'll spur more people to get it. You know, because we did have pretty awesome experiences playing DayZ together.
Yeah.
Ironically enough, we kind of made it our own, too.
Yeah, it was a game like no other, you know.
I think it was the happiest I've ever seen everybody doing the same game at the same time ever.
Yeah, since, like, Counter-Strike.
Yeah, since Counter-Strike, absolutely.
I mean, there was minimal bitching, which was a feat in of itself.
Yeah.
Well,
but there's a lot of games like it coming out now. I mean, that kind of, you know, they kind of created their own genre, and now a lot of people are starting to follow in their footsteps, like with State of Decay, shares a lot of similarities with DayZ, and
right,
this new Rust game that Gary from Gary's Mod is making shares a lot of similarities.
Oh, I'm glad you're talking about Rust, by the way. I'm really excited about it, but I know it's still just an alpha. You know, we need to try that. I just thought about that. We should try Rust and then come back and report about it here.
You need a key now.
Oh.
I tried checking it out, but yeah, you need a key. And I couldn't even find a place to set up or sign up for it, so I think they kind of closed it for now. But that's not to say we can't do that in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks super interesting. I mean, it has, like, elements from DayZ and Minecraft, essentially.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
So it's supposed to be coming out soon, is it? DayZ?
That's what they say. But they've said it in the past. So
I haven't really been following it. I didn't realize it was supposed to come out soon. You know, I just figured, like, whenever it does come out, I'll probably buy it.
Yeah. The one thing I'm kind of worried about, and it's not a very valid worry, is that the alpha release, they'll get their money, and then they'll kind of get a new idea for a new standalone kind of thing, and split the development up, or outsource development for the new DayZ and work on another project or something. You know? Kind of like to a lesser extent, kind of what, like what Notch did with Minecraft.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. That's a small worry, I guess.
It's a possibility. There's a lot of possibilities, though. You know, yeah. If it's a huge success, like, maybe they pour even more resources into it.
They right. could, yeah.
So, I guess we'll see. Steam sale's coming up.
What?
Yeah, Steam sale!
Is there any games you guys are hoping go on sale? Melpool's typing in Google right now.
I want.
Are there any games I want on sale?
I can actually tell you right now. Like? I want Metro Last Light on sale.
Metro Last Light?
Yeah.
Good choice.
It is a good choice.
That was a great game.
I don't know anything about it.
It's the sequel to the first Metro. It's that Russian post-apocalyptic survival thing.
Sure.
It's kind of semi on rails.
Sure. I bought Rogue Legacy today. I should have waited to see if it went on sale.
Oh, yeah.
I bet it would have. Or it's going to.
I'll see if I can grab that on sale as well. You know, I want to try Unepic, too, at some point.
Unepic?
Yeah.
Indie game, I take it?
Yeah, it's an indie game. It's kind of like every in-joke about dungeon crawling. Basically, okay. A guy's playing D&D with his friends and goes to take a leak. He comes out of the bathroom and he's in a dungeon.
Huh.
It's supposedly pretty damn fun.
Sweet. I just looked at this game Dark today.
Oh, do not. No.
No, don't get it?
No.
Why? What game?
Dark?
Dark.
Dark?
Dark?
It's a thief. If you remember Thief, but you're bit by a vampire, and you're going to turn into a vampire unless you do something. And the whole plot revolves around this guy trying to not be a vampire, and it apparently gets really nonsensical. According to the game reviewers, like, the AI is so bad that it won't chase you through doors, so you could literally just run through the entire level from beginning to end.
Hmm. It looked cool from the video.
It's pretty bad.
Maybe if it goes under $5, I'll buy it. How about that? Does that satisfy you, Wally?
I'm just warning you, man. To drop 40 clams or anything.
Oh, I'm not going to drop 40. No way, Jose.
But here's the review. The story skirts the nonsensical, and there's not even a believable attempt at character development. The gameplay has serious problems, to the point where it's far simpler to blink and sprint the length of the entire level rather than engage in any stealth, as the AI is incapable of passing through doors to chase you in any way.
Sweet. Alright, then I'll hold off on it. I don't know if there's really any other games I'm looking horribly forward to.
Me, Rome Total War 2.
Yeah, I never got into the Total War games.
I'm gay as hell for the Total War series.
Yeah, would you suck a dick?
I would suck its dick. I'm also...
Would you suck my dick?
No.
What if he's dressed up as Rome Total War?
Maybe. Payday 2, looking forward to that.
Meh.
Yeah.
Let's just play Left 4 Dead.
Whatever. Payday 2, and I heard Company of Heroes 2 was a huge disappointment.
Yeah?
It's like it hit over $50 of DLC on day one.
Huh.
Nice.
Just a little to me. But Total War is going to be awesome because I've always loved Total War. The Walking Dead has its 500 days DLC?
Oh, yeah, I might buy that if it goes on sale.
If you pre-ordered the game or bought it through as a package, it comes free as a DLC.
Huh.
Final
Fantasy VII, I'd probably buy. If it's
on sale. Final Fantasy's jumped the shark a long time ago for me.
Well, it's 7, so that would be a long time ago. If you're nostalgic about it at all.
Oh, you're talking about how the old one's on Steam.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the new one that's coming out.
No,
yeah,
Seven's one of my favorites.
Seven's a bellwether moment.
Yeah.
I like Seven a lot. It was the last Final Fantasy I think I really got into before they got weird.
Same with me. And that one was starting to get weird. I don't know.
Cool. Final Fantasy 3/6 is my de facto Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I like 3. Millpool?
What?
Do you have any games you're looking forward to?
I'm interested to see how this new Rise of the Triad game turns out.
Yes! That's going to be huge, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rise of the Triad. Not the of the Triad.
Shadowrun is being remade for the PC. It's coming out on July 25th.
Shadowrun, the cross-platform shooter?
No, the actual original Shadowrun.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
Very excited by that.
So, Steam sale. Buy some games. We're sponsored this podcast by Steam.
Brought to you by Steam?
Really?
Yep.
We didn't mention that at the start?
That's wow.
No, Mumbleboxes kind of is our main one. Steam is our secondary. We're getting paid more by Mumbleboxes. Oh. Yeah, they're giving us $4 million, and Steam's only giving us $28.
Whoa, shit. That's a weird amount.
Yeah. I told them a million apiece. Did
you negotiate that? Yeah. I haven't seen any of that money.
Look over there.
It's in the mail.
It's in the mail. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
Is there any games you guys are playing that are different from League?
Rogue Legacy, game you just bought. It's awesome.
I'm going to play it once we're done with this podcast.
Yeah.
Now you're going to make me try to play it now.
It's so good. Everyone should play it.
Everyone said it was super hard.
It's what? Yeah, it is really hard. At first, it's really hard. Well, it's really hard all over, I guess.
Just like my dick.
But it's super fun. It's like one of the top sellers on Steam, so a lot of people are playing it. I think it came out like on the same day as what's that game?
BioShock.
No, the game that came out recently.
Duke Nukem.
No.
Saints Row.
Recently, no.
Saints Row 2.
No. No, it came out like last week.
Grand Theft Auto.
Okay, Company of Heroes 2. That's a game I'm trying to think of.
Oh, okay.
It came out on the same day or around that and just outsold it.
Cool.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
I just fired up Hotline Miami.
That's a good game. Too. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't aware how fast you die. So I thought there was like some sort of health meter or something. So I just walked into a room with like four guys holding shotguns and thinking I was going to take them all out, but yeah, you pretty much die on the first hit.
Yep, so you do.
Remember that.
Not even pretty much.
But it's fun. It's, I love the music.
Yeah, the music is great. It's very like Super Meat Boy. You just kind of play the same level a bunch of times until you kind of perfect it.
Yeah. Very quick, very fast game.
Yeah, very twitchy. Great music, great story.
So that's what I've been playing other than League. Wally?
What?
I've been playing with my checkerboard.
I've been playing a lot of Paradox titles, which sounds really awful, I guess. I've been playing a lot of Crusader Kings 2,
mm-hmm.
which is that medieval dynasty simulator.
Yeah.
I was the served as the Duke of Burgundy, and I eventually navigated my family into... I know. Hey, I'm sorry. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, sorry. So what were you saying? Chivalry? What is it called?
I wish we would play more Chivalry. That's an awesome game.
Yeah. What other Paradox games are there?
Games that I won't list because it'll start snoring as an elongated joke that
God
isn't funny.
God damn it, man. It's a funny joke.
No, it's not.
It ran for a while.
If I could predict it, it was not going to be funny.
No, it would have been funny.
I would... Edit that, motherfucker.
No, I'm not going to edit shit.
Good, good.
Fuck you guys.
I want you to wallow in your shame.
I have no shame.
Neither do I. That's why we're here.
Good.
Good.
I'm probably going to edit a little.
Okay.
All right. Let's play Circle Jerk Reviews and get this fucking show over with.
Let this farce be over.
We really need Nasty to tie us together. It's been too long.
Millpool needs to pull some fucking weight.
He's typing into Google.
Games that I would like to play.
Single words I could say while playing Circle Jerk Review.
Help me, Google.
All right. I guess I will start with the game. We can just rotate games, huh?
Sure.
Okay, my game is Marvel Heroes. All right, I'll start it. Spider.
Man.
Is.
So.
Sexy.
With.
His.
Giant.
Red.
Penis. Period. You said it there. I'm going to go for it. I was going to say ears. All right, whatever. Apocalypse.
Now.
Is.
One.
Of.
The.
Greatest.
Movies.
Of.
All. When
review.
When.
Oh, I.
Want.
To.
Poop.
In.
A.
Jar.
I.
Turn.
To.
My.
Giant.
Bucket.
Period.
It's a good review. So everybody go play Marvel Heroes?
Are you still playing that?
No.
Nobody, none of us are playing it.
No.
It's so generic bad. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It got freed to the death, basically, in my opinion.
Yeah. All right. Wally, you got a game?
Yeah. You want new or old?
Whatever.
Okay.
Come on.
I'm scrolling through my shit. Okay. Portal 2. All
right.
Portal 2.
That's two words.
That's the name of the game. I don't know.
Start over, Wally, please.
Portal
2
is
a
game
that
involves
portals
when
you
place
a
portal,
it
goes
on
a
wall.
Period.
Turrets
are
sometimes
angry
and
sometimes
not
angry. This is like a 4-year-old's review.
It's a good review. That should be good for Portal 2.
Okay, toss out a game, Mill.
Alright. Let's go with DayZ. No, wait,
we did DayZ.
Yeah. Let's go with
Google. What's the name of a game?
Help me, Google. If Google won't help me, maybe Bing will. I should Bing it just in case. New tab.
Always Bing it, people. We're brought to you by Bing.com.
Dermot, just Bing it.
Yeah, always Bing it, never Google. Unless you need to find bingit.com.
Dark.
Okay. Start it up.
Dark
is
Ranger.
inside joke.
All right, restart it. Rewind. That's my rewind sound.
Yeah,
guys, sorry to interject. We have a guest that wants to get in here. Should I let him in?
There's a guest.
This late in the podcast. Wow.
Yeah.
You just sit there staring at us the whole time.
No, it's a real guest.
Oh,
it's Liquid.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Evan, come on.
You want to drag him in, Wally?
Yeah.
There can't be many people listening at this point.
Yeah. There he is.
Wait.
There you are.
Yeah. Hey, Liquid Hawk.
How's it going, guys?
Good. It's going well. Your mic is not calibrated for this podcast at all right now. So what's going on?
Oh my god.
This is a horrible idea. We'll do one more.
Yeah. All right. That was our guest.
Good guess. Good guess segment. Good guess.
This is the worst podcast.
Yeah, this might be the worst one. We started off really strong.
It did. It did. We hit a strong note in the middle, too. Then it sort of came out apart at the seams a little.
Yeah. You want to even do another one? Let's do another one.
Let's wrap up with one. Put on a good note.
Okay. Max Payne.
Okay. Can we start?
I'll start.
Okay.
Guns.
Are.
In.
Max.
Payne.
Because.
You.
Have.
Some.
Enemies.
That
require
shooting.
Period.
We're going so straight at it.
We could have just ended it with guns, really.
Yeah.
I was proud of us for going that far.
One more sentence.
Okay.
About Max Payne.
Okay.
All right. Badgers
are
and
important
and
sometimes
what
are important and sometimes
they
build
a
giant
dam
period
but
badgers
are
not
forest
people.
All right, I'm done.
I'm done.
Did you just drop your mic?
Go to Mumble Boxes. I don't know why you would at this point.
We're sorry for this podcast, everybody.
It's been a long holiday week, and we did this at very late at night.
It's 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah. So, have a good one. Do all that Just Okay Gamer shit that you do. Facebook and Twitter. What's the point anymore?
Hello, are you going to, like, kill yourself now?
Warning! Another news, Guido killed himself this morning.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna. All right. Thanks for staying with us. If you're still here, go to hell if you're not. Hey, if they tuned out, let's fucking swear at them.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, you can't hear this, you fucking quitters. You
eat
bitches.
Shit.
Fucking stupid fat bitches. Fat ass bitches.
Whoa, relax.
No, they can't
Dummy
even hear.
Garbage
they're,
heads.
They're not even here to defend themselves.
Good. I hope they never come back. That's not true. I hope they come back next episode.
Yeah.
All right, now that's our little secret for all those people that are still listening.
Actually, still listening, yeah.
Don't tell them. That's the secret level. Okay. Maybe next week we'll have voicemails, so send us a fucking voicemail. Jesus Christ.
And now for all the children out there, the Just Okay Gamers Kids Club, the secret code is 0-Alpha-9, ring, pull out your decoder rings, and activate.
What does that do? What happens when they activate? What happens when they activate?
Everyone dies.
Oh, don't activate. Don't do
it. Where did we get decoder rings from?
Was Wally sending a decoder ring?
To kids?
Well, you didn't know about my Just Okay Gamer decoder rings?
He's just getting kids' addresses and sending them rings.
See, the secret message today, children, is Alpha Beta 3 Niner 6. Kill your parents.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah, whatever.